Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, A.G. Burnett joins us. He's the former chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program A.G. Burnett. He is the former chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
It's a pleasure to be back. It's good to see you.
We are taping this on the morning of July 28th, so this is the morning after the governor, following CDC guidelines, has invoked the masking rules again. Your thoughts on this? I mean, really, the governor had absolutely no choice.
No, there's been a lot of criticism, unfortunately, of the governor, and I'm on a different political side than he is. But it's been undue. It's unfair. I think he's done the best that he can under the circumstances. You know, there's a pandemic. There's a disease that's infectious, that's raging through our state once again. And in order for us to get back to where we were a month or two ago, you know, he's got to do what he's got to do. And some people aren't happy about wearing masks, but I think it's the appropriate decision.
Well, also, the entire economy of the state, if you base it on the gaming industry, is at risk because you now have states and counties who are saying, do not go to Nevada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do not go to Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have, I think you have some foreign nations that are saying that. You have some other states that are saying that. Now, Sam, I just thought of this, but if you go back to a few shows ago where I sat down with you, maybe a few years ago, I believe a question you asked me was what keeps you up at night when I was chairman of the Gaming Control Board. And it was a little bit laughable at the time, but it was true. The things that kept me up at night that I truly worried about regarding the state's economy were things like a natural disaster, a large earthquake, some kind of civil unrest or terrorist event, especially on the Strip, which would be devastating to our economy, and a pandemic. And I think we also talked about how a pandemic might come through Asia, how I always kept my eye on Hong Kong, on Macau. The Asian market was uniquely susceptible, or is uniquely susceptible, to a pandemic because a lot of the genesis of the pandemics come out of and originate out of the wet markets in places in Asia, some out of South America. But if you study pandemics, and you watch how they arise, they spread like wildfire, and nothing disrupts an economy more and destroys an economy quicker than a pandemic.
Pat Morroy was on the program, it's over a year now, but we were talking about this, and she's of course a board member of Wynn Resorts, and she was saying that the properties in Macau were practicing fast shutdowns and fast reopenings because they knew that there are going to be more pandemics coming and they wanted to be prepared for it.
Yeah, my first introduction to pandemics came when I was on a fly fishing trip in Alaska years and years ago, and there was a person on that trip that was a scientist with the CDC, and it was just, you know, campfire conversation, but she mentioned a pandemic, and I said, what's that? I was right out of law school at that time, and she explained pandemics, and she said to me, it's not a matter of if, but when there's another pandemic comparable to the 1917-18 flu. And now because of air travel, the quickness with which we can move our bodies from one place to another, the infections can increase exponentially. Now, Pat is also referring to, I think, another thing that has affected Macau, which is the typhoons and the hurricanes. And as you recall, in Macau, they've had a few of those, and in one instance, it actually shut down casino operations for some time. They had water issues. So they're exposed to multiple types of issues, if you will.
Yeah, and you know, for those that think that the pandemic issue is a political issue, they need to understand that, you know, the first warnings that we got in a major way were from President George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In fact, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal the other day that was calling for the Biden administration to reach out to George W. Bush to head up a call for people to get vaccines because he had done such a great job with AIDS vaccines in the past, or not vaccines, but the AIDS cocktails, that that he would be respected on this particular issue. We're living through this. It's an interesting time, but it concerns me that the political civil war that we've been seeing for the last few years is only ramping up now with this mask mandate. And people need to understand it's the economy of the state of Nevada and the health of all our citizens. You know, you know, we're going to trust you to wear a mask if you haven't been vaccinated. It didn't work.
You know, Sam, I fail to understand how wearing a mask is some form of government control. I don't get that. I don't understand that. Anyone who's ever had a surgery who believes that masks are some form of government control should have their next surgery with all the doctors and nurses without masks. I grew up in a vet hospital. My dad's a veterinarian. And back in the day when we could, my brother and I assisted with surgeries. That was before all the OSHA rules and stuff. Yeah, we did. This was in the 70s.
Good job, so your dad wasn't a regular surgeon.
I've helped with all kinds of surgeries in my life, but we always wore masks.
Right.
And that was in a
right.
veterinary setting. I understand why you wear a mask. It's for me, it's for you. And again, I fail to understand how wearing a mask is somehow harmful to your constitutional rights. I don't get that. I've studied the Constitution. I've taken con law classes. Never once was there anything in there about something to do with wearing a mask. And even more interesting anecdotally are the folks who wear masks over their mouth and not their nose. I guess that's half government control. Government's controlling you only halfway. This is something we need to do to take care of our city, our state, our economy. If we don't do this, it's just going to ramp up again. It's a disease no different than a cold. It doesn't kill everybody, but it is harmful. And those effects are felt throughout the economy. Even if you have a sick worker who's home for 3 weeks, that person's not working, contributing to the economy.
And I guess the bottom line is that we need more Republican leaders to come out and say, that they have been vaccinated themselves, more doctors to come out. I was visiting with a doctor yesterday, and not the doctor who was on the program, but privately, and he said, every doctor that you're going to go visit has been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Would we be doing it if we thought that we were going to die? He said, one of the concerns people tell me is that, you know, they're worried about the consequences, you know, down the road of getting the vaccine. He said, the consequences of getting COVID without the vaccine is you die. Bottom line.
Yeah, there's a lot of susceptible groups who stand the chance of dying. I have not had COVID. I don't want COVID. I don't want to be sick for however long you're going to be sick. I don't want the ill effects or the after effects. Just like a cold. I don't want to have a cold. You know, it takes me out of the game for several days to weeks.
Well, I want to keep booking you on the show, I don't want you to die either, and neither does your family. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about gaming issues after this timeout.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down, when Nevada Heating can get the job done today? And you can get cool again. For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with A.G. Burnett, the former chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. So lots of gaming things to talk about. Let's start out with the opening of Resorts World.
Okay.
You and I were both there at the opening night. What did you think of the property? What do you think of its chances of success?
Well, first off, it was great to see you. My wife loves you.
Thank you.
And we had a great time chatting with you. It's a beautiful property. Opening night was quite the extravaganza. The folks that run Resorts World, the Malaysians with Genting, are a great group of people. And obviously they've got very strong resort operations elsewhere. They've got operations in the Genting Highlands and in Singapore that I have visited that are very nice, of course. Resorts World is them bringing that brand here to Nevada, to the U.S., to the Strip. The hope is, I think there are several hopes that everyone shares. One is the Asian market and the appeal that Resorts World will have to the Asian market and bringing Asian travel and visitation, not just from outside of the country, but from, say, the Bay Area.
Right.
But in addition, it's a property that, as you know, is north of the Strip. It's north of the Strat. And across the street from that is a property, a large lot that's owned by Wynn Resorts. And I think everyone's hoping that Wynn will build something there as well. I met with a number of operators. There were a lot of casino operators there, and they all shared that hope, is that it will drive business a bit further north on the Strip. And of course, with the technology advances that Resorts World is incorporating, the open mind that they have with operations, I think they'll be successful in that.
Do you think that there's any doubt at this point that the North Strip, with the expansion of the convention center, mm-hmm. the incredible remodeling that they've done at the Sahara, now Resorts World, Fontainebleau, where there's Koch Brothers money mm-hmm. That is part of that investment, so they're definitely not going to go broke. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it inevitable?
I think so.
Then plus Circus.
And Circus.
Under Phil Ruffin.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
There's a guy who knows how to run a business.
Yeah, Ruffin's a great operator. And you're right. I think now if we were having this conversation 2 to 3 years ago, we might be a little bit more skeptical. But Resorts World has made that commitment. And it's been a 3 to 5 year commitment since they first came through for licensing with the Gaming Control Board and Gaming Commission. And they've taken a slow, methodical approach. They've waited to see what the market does, and they've chosen to operate or to begin operations at the right time. So obviously a very strategic approach that is a very mature approach. And I think it'll draw more businesses north. So as we sit here today, yes, I agree with you.
Also, they've got plenty more land. The original designs for that property envisioned a lot more development. So there's a plenty more to come if they choose to do it.
Sure. There's a lot more, and they went when I was chairman of the Gaming Control Board when they first came through for what's called a preliminary finding of suitability. We found them suitable. They showed us plans that they had at that time, which included way more than what they have done right now, and I would imagine that they intend on fulfilling some of those original ideas, an aquarium, for example, more restaurants and dining and retail, for example, and they can do that with that footprint. And also, they've got that large pool area,
stunning,
which was, it's pretty large.
Yeah, and probably one of the largest video screens in the world because it's the entire side of the tower.
Yeah, and my hotel room was on that side, so I remember listening to Paris Hilton pretty much all night.
That's wild. All right, so now I want to ask you the big question that I don't really know the answer to.
Okay. So I probably don't either, if you don't.
Well, at least talk about it. Mm-hmm. So Las Vegas Sands invents, Sheldon Adelson invents the integrated resort.
Yeah.
So has done an incredible job. When they said you build the Venetian with 3,000 rooms, they're all going to be suites, and we're going to rely on the convention business. Every other property on the Strip laughed at him, said it'll never work. Not only did it work, but he wanted to build another 3,000 rooms for Palazzo. They said, well, that'll never work. In the interim, he had to build another 1,000 rooms to compensate for how much business they were doing. Mm-hmm. So now 7,000 rooms between Venetian and Palazzo, their own convention center, the MSG project that's going up now.
Yeah.
That's going to hold 17,500 people for concerts, and they sell it. And they don't just sell the land, they sell the whole thing. And I don't understand it, and I can't find anybody else outside of Las Vegas Sands that can explain to me why this makes sense when Genting and others are investing billions, and they pull out for $6 billion.
Well, first off, I doubt you don't know. I think you do, and you want to know what I think. And here's my opinion, which is only an opinion. But Rob Goldstein is as sharp as any operator.
Yes, he is, and a gentleman.
And a gentleman, and he's been around forever. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And for years, you've heard both guys, before he was dethroned, Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson, talk about them being Macau Chinese companies, Asian companies, the growth in Asia doesn't ever stand to cease or stop unless there's something like I mentioned, some form of civil unrest, a pandemic or a natural disaster. The number of potential patrons and customers in the Chinese area and the Chinese region is virtually limitless for a region like Macau. If you're operating on the Strip, it's a small geographic market. It's tight. It's very, very competitive. And I imagine they had an opportunity from Apollo in conversations with them, not only how to potentially increase revenues in Asia, but exit with some capital gains. And it seems to me that's what they're doing. They are leaving quite a history behind. Sheldon Adelson, you're absolutely right. He had all those hotel rooms, and he's the one who really brought in the convention business to sort of synergize with the gaming business, and it worked tremendously. And footnote, as we were talking about pandemics, nothing kills the convention business more than a pandemic. They're seeing that as well. And they have been hurt to a certain extent by those numbers dropping.
Right. Well, and also the fact that Sheldon Adelson, along with a couple of other casino owners, decided they were going to pay everybody all their money while the pandemic was going, which was an incredible gesture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can say whatever you want about his political positions. That's a whole other issue. But on that, and then the humanitarian effort to bring all the masks and other supplies from Asia to Las Vegas and to, I guess, New York as well, was just astonishing.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me that the message, and I mean, I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. but it seems to me that, you know, you've got Genting coming in, putting over $4 billion into a property on the Strip to do what Las Vegas Sands already does. And Las Vegas Sands is saying, we think it's a better deal to go over and do it in Asia.
Yeah.
I don't know what the message is, because just on a tax basis, the gaming taxes in Las Vegas seem to me to be the big draw for all these major companies to come to Nevada. Yeah. And here you have the giant saying, we're an Asian company now.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I agree with you. I thought maybe they would do something along the lines of a Vici deal that we have also seen. You may want to talk about, but
actually, you know what? Before we get into that, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that, because that's where I was headed.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with A.G. Burnett. He's the former chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. So you brought up Vici. Give us the 30-second version of what a real estate investment trust is. Which is what Vici is.
Purely investments in real estate, commercial properties, and much like a mutual fund, I think started in the 1960s, authorized by Congress. So you could invest in properties, physical properties, like you invest in mutual funds, and 90% of the cash flow goes back to shareholders. Huge tax benefits.
Okay, so you have pretty much most of the major properties working deals. Either they split off part of their company, mm-hmm. like Caesars did with Vici, MGM, MGM Growth, and the list goes on. And so what they're doing is they're selling the land under the casinos to these real estate investment trusts.
That's right.
And then they're leasing back the casinos to be able to operate them.
That's right.
Howard Stutz had a great article over the weekend in the Nevada Independent talking about how MGM, who was the biggest landowner, I think it was 900 acres on the Strip, and now they have almost nothing.
But they're still the largest operator.
Still the largest operator.
Yeah.
But here's the question for you, which is, in speaking to people during the Great Recession, they said to me, first of all, that if a company has a share value less than $10, they can't borrow money. One of the other things, though, is if you don't own the land under your casino, then that is a huge bargaining chip as well in mm-hmm. terms of when you need money. Mm-hmm. So does that concern you that these properties are cashing out a lot of money while still operating properties and paying, you know, these huge rents, mm-hmm. which are fine because mm-hmm. they work in the financial plan. But if there is a downturn in the economy, does that put some of these companies in danger?
Yes, yeah.
Is that a yes to in danger or?
Well, I understand where you're going.
Okay.
And I do, I would say that yes, you have to be concerned. And I guess I say that from a former regulatory standpoint, just in general, I'm always concerned about the Nevada economy and what might happen. So there's that. However, there are significant advantages to REITs. And the first one is in the gaming licensing scenario, the landholder, the landlord doesn't have to get a gaming license. So you have some flexibility there as to who can own that property. It's the operator of gaming, the person or entity that exposes games to the public, that business has to get the license. So you have two sides here, and when one is faltering, the other is dependent upon that as well in tough times such as the recession. The other is that during the recession, one of the things that I think helped save the gaming industry was the fact that banks don't want to get a gaming license. So if an operator says, you know what, I can't make it, I'm looking at Chapter 13, I'm going to turn in the keys, that's a bad, bad situation for both the landlord and the lender that has lent significant monies to the operator. And banks are going to come to the table at the end of the day to help the operator,
if
that makes sense.
And we saw that with Station Casinos. We saw mm-hmm. that what is now Caesars, but Eldorado, mm-hmm. when they were going through their deal with the Silver Legacy. In fact, I guess they used the same attorneys that have been used by Station Casinos. Mm-hmm. But it is a very interesting scenario. On the other hand, on the positive side, is that it gives these casino companies huge money to be able to invest in other things.
It does. It's a huge influx of cash. It's immediate cash. And in the short term, they can spread that cash out. Long term, it may be that we go back from REITs into a different structure. And that's one of the things that I've always loved about the gaming industry is the corporate structures and the way things are done are so creative. And the regulators keep a very, very good eye on all of that and know exactly what's going on.
And that's where we have to leave it for today. But I got a huge list of more things to talk about, so please come back soon.
Okay. Yeah, it's
always
good seeing you, Sam.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.